From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the federal government says the herbal dietary supplement ephedra is so dangerous, the government's going to ban it. And suddenly there's a stampede to buy what's left. First, though, it's been nearly 6 days since an earthquake devastated parts of Iran near the city of Bam. Provincial officials say the death toll will top 30,000, but probably falls short of earlier predictions of 50,000. The United States has sent a team of 84 aid workers and 9 aircraft filled with blankets and medical supplies. This is a rare contact between two nations deeply divided since Islamic militants took over the U.S. embassy in Tehran more than 20 years ago. Joining me now from Bam is Bill Garbelink. He's the team leader for the United States government disaster relief effort in Iran. Bill Garbelink, first, Happy New Year to you, but I guess it can't be a very happy New Year there in Bam. Things look, how do they look?
Well, I think things are improving slightly. The earthquake here was a very ferocious one. It was not large in geographic size, but it was very intense. So in the epicenter of the city of Bam, 80 to 90% of all houses have been destroyed. 70,000 people are homeless, and about 120,000 people in Bam's greater area have been affected by the earthquake. Earlier today, when I was driving around in the earthquake center, what struck me is that every business, every store, every small shop that I saw was closed, was damaged. There was no commercial activity underway at all. And in the residential areas, we did not find a single house where anybody was living in it.
Well, with all those homes destroyed, people are staying in camps that are being put up. Are you erecting camps there?
Well, no, we're not. A lot of the people have left town and moved to other parts of Iran where they have families that they can live with. Those who cannot do that are living in tents, some in front of what used to be their homes, others along the streets. They're one of our concerns because while it's a mild 60 degrees or 50 degrees during the day, it goes to zero or below at night. And right now, over a 2 or 3 hour period, the temperature has dropped dramatically, and it's very cold here. And we're concerned about getting winterized tents to these people so they can get through the winter months, which will get worse as January moves on.
This is the first time in years, isn't it, that there has been an American presence there in Iran. How is it dealing with people?
Well, we've had a very warm reception from government officials all the way to the local people that we deal with. When we arrived on Monday, we were met by government officials. Transport, airplanes, and vehicles provided to us to get us to Bam and to get our program up and running. Even when we flew from Kerman, where we landed with our supplies, and then the next day moved up to Bam, we took a commercial flight. That was the plane we used, and we were all quite surprised that the pilot, while we were taxiing down the runway, took about 5 minutes to express his appreciation for our coming. And that's the kind of treatment we've been given by everyone we've dealt with.
How long do you expect to be there in Bam, and does the American team have a special responsibility or assignment that you're supposed to carry out?
Well, we're not sure exactly how long we'll be here. That all depends on the circumstances, the assessments, and the findings that we derive from them. So that's a little bit uncertain. What we have done is set up last night and sort of open for business today a field hospital. Patients started coming in about noon. We have two medical teams here of 65 people. We have about 14 doctors, some surgeons, some orthopedic specialists, pediatric specialists, to assist the population, the victims of the earthquake, and to deal with other medical issues here because the three hospitals in the town of Bam have been destroyed.
Bill Garbelink, team leader for U.S. disaster relief in Iran in the city of Bam, which was struck by an earthquake. Bill, thank you very much for joining us on Day to Day, and good luck there.
Thank you very much.